bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Anna Jones and you're listening to Weekender. And this week we're talking about handwriting. Just how much can you tell about a person's personality just by looking at how they write? And why do some people prefer to write with a pencil rather than with a pen? Well, to answer these questions, we're joined in today's programme by handwriting expert Adam Brand and poet Kate Bingham. Have a listen now to Adam, who's describing the personality of someone whose writing slants or slopes to the left. What are the words he uses to describe the personality of a person whose writing leans to the left?
When you have left slant writing and close word spacing, what you've got is somebody who values their privacy yet has adapted to ease in social relationships. The other thing, the margins, the left margin's quite wide, so somebody with very high standards, at the same time slightly reserved again. But the right margin is very straight, and that's a sign of self-control.
Well, according to Adam, if your writing slants to the left, and if the words are very near to each other, then you're likely to be slightly reserved. You don't show your feelings easily and you may be quiet or shy. He says that you may display self-control. You're able to control your emotions and your actions. Adam also says that you will have very high standards. You'll set yourself high moral rules to follow. You also value your privacy. You appreciate your right to keep your personal matters and relationships secret. So, Adam is able to tell a lot about somebody's personality simply by looking at their handwriting. Here he is again. Listen out for the words he uses to describe this person's personality. Slightly reserved, self-controlled, very high standards, and value your privacy.
When you have left slant writing and close word spacing, what you've got is somebody who values their privacy yet has adapted to ease in social relationships. The other thing, the margins, the left margin's quite wide, so somebody with very high standards, at the same time slightly reserved again. But the right margin is very straight, and that's a sign of self-control.
BBC Learning English.
Adam goes on to talk about the importance of children learning how to do cursive or joined up writing from a young age. He says that it's more important that children learn to do joined up writing than worry about whether they write with a pen or a pencil. Well, why is this? Well, Adam says that studies in Canada found that children who learn cursive writing are much more self-confident. They feel good and confident about themselves as individuals. What's the other word he uses, which has a very similar meaning to self-confident?
When it comes to teaching, I don't think it's the instrument that you use as much as how you're taught. It's very important that children are taught cursive writing immediately. And the reason for that is print writing is about form, cursive writing is about movement. And they've done studies in Canada where they found that children who've taught cursive immediately have far better self-esteem, much more self-confident.
The word Adam uses, which has a very similar meaning to self-confident, is self-esteem. Here's Adam again.
When it comes to teaching, I don't think it's the instrument that you use as much as how you're taught. It's very important that children are taught cursive writing immediately. And the reason for that is print writing is about form, cursive writing is about movement. And they've done studies in Canada where they found that children who've taught cursive immediately have far better self-esteem, much more self-confident.
Kate Bingham is a poet, and unlike Adam, she does think that the choice of instrument is important for her when she writes. What does she use to write with?
I use a pencil. When you're drafting, it's a little bit like sketching, and I put words all over the page. It's a bit like a pictogram almost, and a pencil is perfect for me.
Kate uses a pencil. She says that when she's drafting, when she puts ideas and thoughts down onto paper, she says it's like sketching or drawing. She puts words all over the page and it becomes almost like a picture. And a pencil is the perfect instrument for her to draft her ideas. She says she prefers working with a pencil and paper than writing on a computer. Why does she say that?
If you're writing to a screen, then you have to sit up and your line of sight is different. And if you're with a piece of paper, you tend to bend over. And I think there's a different quality of concentration.
Well, Kate says that if she writes at a computer screen, then her line of sight is different. Her view of the words is not the same on the screen as when she writes on a piece of paper. She also says that her concentration is better. She has to bend over the paper to work, and this makes her concentrate more intently on what she's writing. Well, that's about all we have time for today. Have a look at your own handwriting and see what it reveals about you.
BBCLearningEnglish.com